The readings pay a lot of attention to Jerusalem. Jerusalem, of course, is a city in the Holy Land, but it also represents the presence of God in the midst of his people, especially the temple. So we see in today's first reading and in the psalm this celebration of Jerusalem, not only as the gathering place of all the Jews, but of all the nations. I'm sure you've seen pictures of the communion of saints, a vast crowd of people in long white robes. From a distance, they all look the same. That's why I remember someone describing the communion of saints as something like a beauty pageant. They all look the same. They all dress the same. They all walk the same. They all talk the same. But that's only a superficial impression. Just like in a beauty contest or a beauty pageant, the thing is to try to figure out what distinguishes them, what makes one of them the most outstanding. Well, when we get to know the saints, what we find out is that they're all outstanding and they're all different. So even though everybody goes to Jerusalem and all the nations are gathered there, as we ourselves draw near to the Lord and we get to know the others who are drawn to him, we realize there's something that unites us. Of course, it's the Lord, but we're all different. Well, this came to my mind as I reflected on today's great saint, San Lorenzo Ruiz. Sure, if you look at him from a distance, he's wearing a long white robe and holding a palm branch. But he's not like any of the others who are in the group, San Lorenzo Ruiz and his companions. His companions are all Spanish religious. But he's a Filipino, and he himself is kind of a unique character or a representative of a cosmopolitan world. His father's Chinese. I don't know what the family name of the father was, but they say he's Chinese, and the mother was Tagalog. And he grew up in Binondo, which even back 400 years ago was already Chinatown of the metro. They didn't call it Metro Manila then. That was the outskirts of Manila. But so he grew up in a Chinese context, but his name is neither Chinese nor Tagalog. It's a Spanish name. Lorenzo Ruiz is very Spanish, and he was taught by the Spanish missionaries. So he's Chinese, he's Filipino, he's Spanish. He's a married man. They say he had three children. He's accused of a violent crime. He flees the city. He ends up going with the Spanish missionaries to Japan. Here he is, Chinese, Filipino, Spanish, Japan. And of course, you know what happens in Japan. Japan is hostile to Christianity in those days. And he and the others in that period of history were very cruelly treated and martyred. At the end of his life, he makes this bold declaration that he's a Christian, because the question is, should we kill this man or not? And he says, well, I'm a Christian. And even if I had 1,000 lives, I would offer them all for Christ. So he's a real hero. Like I said, the more we get to know any saint, the more we see how different they all are. But it's also important to see what unites them. And what unites them is their absolute determination to do the will of God. Their absolute determination to unite themselves with God, to follow Jesus Christ. Even though the paths of all the saints are different, the goal is all the same: union with God, a true discipleship of Jesus Christ. Jesus is at the center of today's gospel. Here he reveals something of his inner life. It says here at the beginning of the gospel that when the days for him to be taken up were fulfilled, meaning when he was about to come to the culmination of his own mission, he resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem. Jerusalem is representative of the presence of God. He was going to fulfill the will of the Father, and nothing was going to stop him. He was resolutely determined. He was tough. He was convinced. He was on a journey that no one was going to stop. In the scripture scholars compare this language, resolutely determined, to the Old Testament description of the suffering servant who set his face like flint. He set, you know, that description of the suffering servant, I have set my face like flint, and I gave my back to those who beat me, I gave my cheeks to those who plucked my beard. You can't stop me. That was the determination of the servant, and this is the same that we see in Jesus. It's a very important thing to recognize in him, because very often Jesus is presented in popular artworks as a kind of soft figure, gentle. You know, yesterday we saw him with a child, putting a child, and he's embracing children, and he gathers the outcasts. Yes, he's very gentle, he's tender, he's a shepherd of all the sheep who need him. But if you get past that gentle exterior, you find this face of flint, this resolute determination. And this is what you find in all the saints. This is what you find in Lorenzo Ruiz. I'm sure he was a good father, he was probably tender with his children. But when it came down to the decision for life or death, or the decision for God or not for God, he was resolutely determined to die for God. And it was such a solid resolution that he could say, even if you're going to put me through this 1,000 times, I'll do it every single time. Well, what we find then as we journey with the saints. Now, San Lorenzo, of course, had other saints who were very different, but they all had the same determination. What we find is this strength of will, which is inspiring to us, impressive to us. In fact, it's almost beyond what seems humanly possible. We know how we are. It doesn't take very much to throw us off. Someone gets in our way, or something goes wrong, or we don't feel very good, or something attractive comes before us. Suddenly we're not that resolutely determined. So where does this come from? It comes from the Holy Spirit. It comes from God. God is the one who makes us tough, if we let him, if we respond to grace. And this is what we see in San Lorenzo and all the saints. So as we celebrate this feast day of this unique figure, the first Filipino canonized saint, the first of the Filipino martyrs, we are called to follow in that. We don't have to go to Japan. We don't even have to go to Binondo. We just have to set our face like flint and open ourselves to the grace that makes us who we are called to be. The grace that makes us stronger than we can possibly be on our own. The grace to offer this life, to offer 1,000 lives for God.